Joining us now from the Sydney Morning Herald, Adam Pengilly. A very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Middo. Morning, boys. What a great mate he is, Dog. You're just reminding you about your previous stories from yesteryear.
I didn't mention his name, Adam.
Who wrote it?
I didn't mention his name. Well, Adam just mentioned you. I never mentioned you, did I?
It's semantics, Adam.
It is.
He's
it
being
is,
smart again. At least trying to be.
Hey, I didn't mention you.
Well, who wrote
I didn't
it?
Have a smile on my face.
You
when
did.
I didn't.
You had that silly smirk you get.
What silly smirk?
The one that's on your face right now. Adam, where's Fifita going to go?
Oh, good question, Doggy. I think we count down day by day, I think there's more chance of him leaving the Gold Coast Titans than staying there the longer this goes on. So I think Penrith have probably just got their noses in front, given what they can provide to Dave Fifita and the package they've offered. So I would say they've just got their noses in front, but geez, it's hard to turn down the Roosters when they come knocking as well, isn't it? Obviously, they're a powerful club. When they try and get a player, they usually get them. My question is, what does it say about the Roosters and their back row depth? What's it going to mean for some of their other players if they do get Fifita? Like, you look at their back row stocks, and like, they're extremely strong. Like, we know the situation with Angus Crichton. There's guys like Satili Tupanua, Egan Butcher, Siwa Wong. Siwa Wong's barely got any football in the NRL so far this year. So clearly they think that David Fried is a massive upgrade on those sort of guys. So there could be a bit of a domino effect if he does end up going to the Roosters.
Yeah, that's a fair point too. And they've also got Angus Crichton, who we thought was going to leave the Roosters, but it's likely now that they'll extend him for a few more years.
And you have to, Loz, wouldn't you, given the way he's played the last few weeks?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I think he's playing some really good football. And now he's entered even into the conversation of State of Origin. That's how good his form has been. So, interesting. Before we move on to horse racing, I want to ask you about, were you surprised that Casey Badger kept a job? Did you think that they might have rested her this weekend after all the discussion about her performance on the referee and the abuse that she copped just to give her a rest for the weekend?
Yeah, I can't say I was surprised they kept it, Loz, because you just got to put it in context. And we chatted about it, what day was it, on a Monday, earlier this week, saying that, like, let's be honest, she didn't have her greatest game. She definitely wasn't helped by the bunker. I think they made a couple of clangers too. But the reality is that if you remember just a few weeks ago, they rested or rotated her after that controversial game down in Canberra between the Raiders and the Titans. So if she comes back and they do it again straight away, it's almost like, well, okay, we're not quite sure where we're going with you now. You might be sort of refereeing in the New South Wales Cup for an extended stint. They obviously want to put their support behind her and back her, and I think that's completely fine. I agree with that. She'll obviously want to referee a lot better the game she's doing this week, and I hope she does. But as you guys, as we touched on, Loz, on Monday, and I'm a big, big believer in this, I'm getting so sick of players arguing the toss with referees, whether it's Casey or male referees. It's just going on far too much in our game at the moment, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree. And hopefully they've all learnt a lesson this weekend, players and referees, and the referees are a little bit more stronger. And as we spoke about, if you're not a captain, don't go talking to the ref. If you're a captain, approach the referee in the right manner, and you'll get that respect in return. But if you start waving your hands around and going off and carrying on, I think you get March 10th and the referee says any more and you're going to the bin. And if they want to keep carrying on, then you bin them straight away.
We'll never go down the path of soccer or football where it's a common practice for 7, 8, 9 guys to surround a referee when there's a penalty decision or something like that. And it's a horrible, horrible look. And rugby league won't go down that path. But I think we're treading a very, very dangerous line at the moment with the amount of people that are protesting with referees. I think there was one situation last Friday night in the Roosters and Broncos game. And I think there was probably an incorrect call made on the field at the time by the referee. But James Tedesco was literally just shadowing and following the referee everywhere he went. And I'm thinking, mate, like, I know it was probably a bad call. If you're going to challenge it, challenge it or do what you need to do. But the referee just kept walking away. He just kept following and stalking. And other players are coming in. I'm thinking, just stop. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little bit too pedantic there. But I'm just completely over players arguing at length with referees about decisions.
I'm sick of them waving their arms around. Every game they wave their arms around. They put the referee under enormous pressure. They push and they push and they push. And then when there's a mistake by the referee, they start blowing again. It's like, well, you have brought this on yourself. Let the referee do their job and stop trying to intimidate. Stop waving your arms around and just worry about playing.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Doggy. I think you're 100% right there.
We had the Barry draw for the Goodwood to close out the South Australian Carnival on Saturday there at Morfordville. And Amelia's Jewels sticking at the 1,200 is the favourite, $3.80 with Tab. I see out of the Quokka there's been some good money for Oscar's Fortune with Pike to ride. It's drawn around in the middle. And, what was it, 9.50? Yeah, 9.50 into 6.50 yesterday.
Okay, that's a decent move, isn't it, Mido? When you think about it. And I don't think Simon Miller will be too upset with the draw for Amelia's Jewel there, a nice middle draw. And he's going to add blinkers to her as well to just try and sharpen her up over these 1,200 metres. So that might be the ace up the sleeve for the stable to try and get a sharp enough to run well in a big Group 1 race over 1,200 metres. A couple of bad draws with some horses out wide there. I think, obviously, the horse that ran so well in the Sangster, Climbing Stars, drawn a little bit wider on the track there. Learning to Fly for Annabelle Neesham in Barrier 14. Not a great draw for her, I wouldn't have thought. She's going to have to take her medicine and probably go back to the second half of the field. I reckon, Mido, there's one horse that's a bit of a wild card in this race. It's I Am Me from that inside gate with Blake Shin. She's a speedy mare, and I can just see her finding the front or at least settling in the first pair and being extremely hard to catch from that inside draw there. So big watch on her. I can understand why the market's got Amelia's Jewel favourite. Just still a little bit of a concern over her effectiveness at Group 1 level at 1,200 metres.
Yeah, I agree. Very backable on me, although it has been 7.50 to 9.50.
Godolphin retired a couple of horses yesterday.
They did, Loz. It is retirement season at the moment, and a couple of their flagship horses are heading into retirement. Cascadian, which is pretty sad news. He's been a bit of a cult hero in Australian racing for a number of years now. Won the Australian Cup a couple of times, a couple of Group 1s up here in Sydney. He did have a pretty good preparation, I thought, in his last preparation throughout the autumn. He ran relatively well in the Queensland Stakes in that fast school race behind Pride of Jenny, and obviously won the Australian Cup the start prior, but James Cummings has decided that he's looking a little bit tired after his preparation. He finished it a few weeks ago and still hasn't quite recovered. And I think the team there had suggested that this is probably going to be his last racing preparation. So to win more than $10 million in prize money, wow, what a horse he's been for many, many seasons now. And Golden Mile, the other horse, is going to retire to stud. Obviously, the Caulfield Guineas winner, who picked up a couple of other stakes races as well. It's quite natural for him at the end of his four-year-old season to head off to stud. So, yeah, Godolphin have to try and replace a couple of their headline horses.
Overpass won't be going to the carnival there in Queensland either.
No, he won't, Mido. Bjorn Baker has admitted that he had a bit of a temperature after going across to Western Australia to win the Quokka. So they won't be taking any risks with him. Obviously, the Doomba 10,000 would have looked like a really nice race for him on the program, but given it's just so hard to travel horses, particularly from one side of the continent to the other, they'll play it safe with Overpass. He's done his job, obviously, winning that massive race that's worth many millions of dollars. So, unfortunately, we won't see him up there in Queensland for the Winter Carnival.
Do you like anything at Warwick Farm today?
Yeah, I do, Loz. Race 5, number 2, Ring of Rose, is my best bet on the program. Now, she is first up, and I'm not entirely thrilled about backing your horse. It's probably going to settle in the second half of the field on a very, very wet track at Warwick Farm. But she does get through the conditions really well, and I know her form on paper might not look too great from a couple of runs last preparation, but she was running in some decent Saturday races. So I'm just going to bank on the wet track, giving her an advantage here, and this might feel a bit more like 1,200 metre race rather than a 1,000 metre race, and hopefully she can storm over the top. So that's race 5, number 2, Ringer Rosa, the best bet on the program.
$3.40 currently with Tab there today at the farm. Ringer Rosa. Okay, mate, have a good day.
Hey, boys.